Ivanhoe. Chapter 1. The Tournament. It is the end of the 12th century, and England has many problems. The Saxons, who once ruled England, no longer control the country. However, England has a Saxon king. He is Richard I. The country has a Saxon king, but it is under the control of the Normans. They are people from France. Why doesn't the king control things? King Richard has been away for a long time. He went to fight in the Holy Land. His brother, Prince John, has taken his place. The Normans and Saxons hate each other. The Normans are doing bad things to the people. They are also stealing people's land. Prince John is doing nothing to stop them. This is also the time of knights. Dressed in their armor, they are the masters of battle. One day, Prince John calls for a sporting event for the knights. The event will be at Ashby. Norman knights will meet Saxon knights in battles for sport. The Normans are better fighters. They win most of these tournaments. Two teams of knights begin the tournament with jousting. Two knights on horseback ride toward each other with wooden lances pointed at each other. The knight who can knock the other knight to the ground with his lance is the winner. The famous Brian de Bois-Guibert leads the Normans to fight the Saxons. His team easily wins. Then someone shouts,
"Who is that knight?"
A knight on a black horse comes on to the tournament field. He has on silver armor. The knight slowly goes toward Bois-Guibert with his lance raised. He strikes Bois-Guibert's shield with his lance. The knight is saying to Bois-Guibert,
"Let's fight."
But he is not using words. Bois-Guibert is angry.
"Are you ready to die?"
Bois-Guibert asks the stranger.
"Yes,"
the unknown knight says.
"Then let the battle begin,"
says Bois-Guibert. The two knights get ready for a joust. Their horses begin to run as fast as they can. Everyone thinks Bois-Guibert will win, but the stranger knocks him to the ground. There is a great cheer. The Saxons in the crowd are very happy. The Norman knight has lost.